And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 10th of November. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High northwest Trafalgar, 1028, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Drizzle, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 at first in Tyne and Dogger, otherwise south veering southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Drizzle, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, becoming poor for a time. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6 later in Humber. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Plymouth. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 2 at first in northwest, otherwise northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, west becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south 3 to 5 becoming variable 2 to 4, then north 3 to 5 later in Irish Sea, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches in Fastnet, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Fastnet and poor elsewhere. Shannon, cyclonic 3 to 5 becoming northeast 2 to 4 later, occasional rain and fog patches in south and east, moderate to very poor in southeast, good in northwest. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southerly, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in northwest Hebrides, decreasing 3 later in south Rockall. Rain or drizzle, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Bailey, south 6, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain, then squally showers. Moderate or poor. Fair Isle, south, veering west later, 4 to 6, drizzle, then rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in west, rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain, then squally showers, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, south by east 6, recent rain. 4 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west, 4, 15 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Lerwick, south, 4, drizzle, 11 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Wick, automatic, south, 4, 16 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by south, 2, 13 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lookers, west by south, 2, mist, 5 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Bulmer, west by north, 2, mist, 2 miles, 1024, now falling. Bridlington, west, northwest, 1, 1024, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 3, 2 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by north 3, 1026, rising slowly. Jersey, east 2, mist 3 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 1025. Scilly Automatic, south by west 3, mist 14 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Milford Haven, southeast 4, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Aberporth, south by east 4, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1024, steady. Valley, southeast 2, 5 miles, 1023, steady. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 2, 1024, steady. Valencia, south, southeast 2, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1020, now falling. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 3, mist, 4 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Malin Head, east, northeast 1, 11 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. And Machrihanish Automatic, southeast 5, mist, 1022, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 9th of November. The general situation. Southern and eastern areas will have another mostly settled but cloudy day on Sunday, although the cloud will be thick enough to give a little drizzle in places. Further north and west Atlantic fronts will bring some outbreaks of rain, although brighter and clearer weather will follow across the far northwest. This brighter, clearer weather will spread to all areas on Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, south or southeast 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Mainly fair, then rain, then showers later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 2 to 4, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain for a time, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, westerly backing southwesterly 2 to 4, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in north. Drizzle, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first, becoming westerly 3 or 4 later, drizzle at times, then fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first in west, becoming westerly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north, veering northerly 3 to 5 later. Rain and drizzle at times, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, becoming poor for a time later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeasterly, veering southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good later. Isle of Man, southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 3 or 4, then northwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain and drizzle, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southeasterly, veering westerly, then northwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time later in North Channel. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly, then northwesterly later, 3 to 5. occasionally 6 for a time later in North Channel. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good later. Mullaghcontire to Ardamurchan Point, southeast 4 to 6, veering west 3 or 4, then northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south 4 to 6, veering west 3 or 4, then increasing 4 to 6 again later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And the Shetland Isles, south or southeast, veering west later, 4 to 6, rain at times, then showers later, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And this is where we say goodbye for the night, as I'm just about to hand over to the BBC World Service, who will keep you company through the night. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for listening. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Vijay Alice in the newsroom, have a quiet and restful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry with me, Tanya Beckett, from the BBC World Service. The International Space Station has been a constant in our lives for nearly 30 years.
Nothing like this had ever been conceived of before.
But now it's nearing the end of its life.
So we're looking at a space station that is several decades old right now, and operating in space is not an easy thing to be exposed to in terms of debris, radiation, the harshness of the space environment.
Tensions on Earth mean the next step is particularly important.
The last thing any of us would want to see is the development of sort of two blocks of space exploration, one led by the United States and one led by China. That could potentially be dangerous.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, what will happen after the International Space Station?
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. More than 100,000 people have marched in the Spanish city of Valencia to express their anger at the authorities' handling of recent catastrophic floods, which killed over 200 people. Valencia's regional governor, Carlos Mazón, is facing mounting pressure to resign for taking hours to respond to an alert from the National Weather Agency. Demonstrators chanted murderers and carried placards, accusing him of being stained with blood.
The worst thing a politician can have is incompetence, and then the concealment of incompetence.
My only wish is that the memory of the dead denies Carlos Mazón sleep for the rest of his life.
We demand accountability and explanations, and that it does not happen again.
Efforts to secure a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza have been dealt a blow by Qatar's decision to suspend its role as a mediator. It said it would not return to peace talks until Hamas and Israel changed their attitude. The Gulf state accused both sides of refusing to negotiate in good faith. Earlier reports said Hamas had been told to close its political office in the Qatari capital, but Qatar said those reports were inaccurate. Thousands of people have been taking part in rallies across Israel to mark 400 days of captivity for the hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. About 60 are believed to be still alive. The largest gathering in Tel Aviv heard speeches from hostages' relatives and opposition political leaders. One of the relatives read a statement asking why the government had not done more to reach a deal after the killing of the Hamas military leader Yahya Sinwar.
Every single person who has love for the state of Israel must ask them